Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys all braved the cold. I think, is it warm enough? Do we need to turn the fans on this morning, or are we good? guess got a couple stink eyes there. So, well, we can look to our announcements this morning, and if you want to turn to your bulletins there, you can look there. The top one there is for Club Rock. That is this week, January 28th, and then also the February 25th, the last Wednesdays in the month, are the in-service for Miller. We're going to start at 2 instead of what we usually do at like 2:30. So they dismiss at 2. We'll pick them up there and bring them here. So pick up the kids at 4. And if you're bringing snacks those 2 days, make sure you make note of that to get them here on time as well. Carry-in dinner is next week with a congregational meeting to discuss the building, the proposed building plans and all that kind of stuff. To be able to see what's going on there. So make note of that, plan to be here, and plan to bring some food and stay for some fellowship time. Also, there's a baby shower here for Abby and Logan. They're expecting a girl, and you can see the website there where they're registered as well. That's on February 14th. So make note of that on your calendar as well. Plus One Pregnancy Center, the Guidance Center there in Huron, is having their fundraiser at James Valley Christian School in Huron on February 21st at 6 o'clock as well. There's ticket information and all that kind of stuff out there on the bulletin board. So take a look at that, and if you can be there, it'd be a great thing. They do some pretty good things here for us. Megateen down at SBA is March 27th and the 28th. There's a deadline to get registered for a free t-shirt on the 20th of February, so make note of that. If you guys have anybody, grandkids or cousins or anybody that you know of, it's a fun place to go and have some fun. So custodian needed there in that section. If that's somewhere you could possibly serve in the church, go talk to one of the deacons or call or text Jerry at that number there in the bulletin. And then Centennial Committee, as we saw last week with the announcement, are looking for some volunteers and different things like that for the first part of August. So all that being said, is there anything more? Perfect. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from John 15. It is 12 through 14. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
It's a great morning to sing, so let's stand, please. And join in singing hymn number 506, either in your home hymn books or on the screen. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the dead and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Greet one another this morning.
Well, good morning again. Glad that you've braved the cold to come out. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I have one that's been given to us. Deb Coffey, this would be Flossie's daughter. They came up to the area a while ago to help and be with her mom. And in the interim time, just the last couple of months or so, she has been diagnosed with leukemia, and so she's just asking. So far, when she goes through the treatments, she hasn't been sick and such. So I know we just need to pray for her and Clyde as they go through this time with her cancer treatments. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Yes. So Shirley goes in for knee surgery on Tuesday, but they will be heading to Pier tomorrow to kind of get ready and everything else. And so we'll be praying for the surgery and especially that it will relieve some of the issues you're having. So any other prayer requests or praises? Request is for Sutton Murphy. Where is he from?
Kingsbury County.
Kingsbury County, okay. But he was involved in a wrestling accident and has become paralyzed. And so we'll be praying for the Sutton as well as for his family as they go through this time. And I know Miller had pajama day on Wednesday, I believe, was for and raised money for him. So we'll be praying for Sutton and his family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our day, we thank you for the opportunity as we look at the start of a new week, that there are a lot of things that we plan, and when we look at our calendars, whether it be as church, school, personal calendars, business, work calendars, there's a lot of things we plan. And James tells us that as we plan, we need to remember that as the Lord wills. We thank you that you are the one in control, and you are never caught by surprise. You provide us mercies that are new every morning, and it proves your faithfulness to us. Thank you that you take care of our greatest needs, not only the daily ones, but also the greatest need of having a relationship with you. Thank you for sending your Son. We are forever grateful for his obedience all the way to the cross and the acceptance of his sacrifice, and that you rose him from the dead and he's seated at your right hand. Thank you that we can be your representatives in this world. And we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Deb and Clyde as they go through this time. We ask that you, as the great physician, would heal Deb. And how you choose to do that, we leave that in your hands. But we just ask that you would bring peace and comfort for the miles they travel, but also for the treatments, for the leukemia, that you would continue to help her through those times. Help Clyde as her helpmate to be your hands and feet to her. We also lift up Sutton Murphy to you. We struggle with these accidents, these injuries, and so many times the athletes bounce back. This time it didn't happen. And so, Father, I pray as they adjust to what life will look like, that you would be an ever-present help. Father, we just ask that you would work through whatever procedures that he is looking at for the quality of life that you can give him. Thank you that you walk with us. And as the psalmist says, even in the valley of the shadow of death. And so we pray for the Murphy family, that you would really wrap your loving arms around them. May the church around the area and around them be your hands and feet. Father, we lift up the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We thank you for Club Rock, the opportunity of ministering to our students, and with an adjustment in schedule this week. Thank you that we can be flexible to be able to sow the seeds of the gospel in their lives. You know, we pray for our youth group. Thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and the sponsors that are part of those Sunday evenings. Just continue to build in the lives of our students the power of the gospel and the love for you. Father, we also lift up our missionaries around the world. As we think about summer, today it's really cold, and so we don't always look that far beyond, but we know Victory Center is getting ready for the summer months as they plan, bring the cabin leaders that they to be used by you and the staff, and all those details that happen in the off season. We just ask that you would be with the Pyatts as they have made this transition to full-time work, that you would supply their needs. Father, we also think of our world, whether it be close to home, the things going on in Minneapolis and other large cities in our country, or around the world, that it is easy to look at the circumstances and to lose heart. Father, thank you that, as Jesus said, that he has overcome the world, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, and sometimes we forget that, and for that I ask that you would forgive us. Help us to see each person around us as uniquely created by you in your image and in need of a Savior. Father, that's what we see, is this clash of worldviews, and it's very apparent that even though the power of the evil one can be strong, you can break through. So we ask that you, as the one who is peace, the Son of Peace, would bring peace to our cities. Help through these times. Help your church to be strong. Thank you for the freedoms that we have in our country, the opportunity to worship in freedom. Help us never to take that for granted. And as we bring to you our tithes and offerings, we just ask that as an act of worship is the reminder that you supply our needs. We just ask that you take these offerings and use them for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning on this brisk morning day. It's wonderful to be able to come to the Lord's house for many reasons, but for me, the most important reason is to come and love him, to serve him, to praise him, and to glorify him. And so we're going to do that this morning. Let's stand. Let's sing.
I'm waiting for the day when I
share a passage this morning out of Ephesians. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, he might show his surpassing riches by his grace, in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. When this was preached one Sunday morning in church, I wrote on the side of my Bible, good in God, nothing about good in us. So without God, there's nothing good in us. And I just found it kind of strong in the fact that for many people that don't know Christ, don't have the good of God in us. And without him, we have nothing. Let's sing our second song.
Father, we thank you for the confidence that we have in knowing that you are all we need. And I pray that you would be all we want. I pray that there would be nothing that we desire more than you, that we would want to know you, to apply your truth in our lives, to live in a manner worthy of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.